Tens of thousands of Malians have protested since the National Assembly adopted a controversial new family code in early August. The country now waits to see if President Amadou Toumani Touré will sign the code into law, a move that Muslim leaders warn would divide the population and destabilize the country. The code's more than 1,100 new articles aim to increase equality between men and women by reforming laws with regards to land ownership, inheritance, education, employment, and marriage. Supporters of the code, more than a decade in the making, have praised it as enhancing the rights of women and girls, who they say have been traditionally viewed as second-class citizens. But Islamic leaders say the new code contains provisions that are direct affronts to the country's traditional values and religious beliefs. They have vowed to block enforcement of the code, even threatening violence. At the heart of the controversy are changes to marriage laws, including articles that set the legal minimum age for marriage at 18, recognize only civil marriages, allow joint property ownership, expand parental rights, and extend inheritance rights to girls. Though included in the development of the code, Islamic leaders have said they feel their protests and suggestions were ignored in favor of external pressure from the international donors like the European Union. Islamic Council President Mahmoud Dik says they are urging the president to listen to the voice of the people and not sign the code. He says he and other religious leaders are not against the promotion of women. They are against provisions of the code that clash with their religious and societal values. He says the religious community participated many times in the development of this code, but each time they had reservations about certain measures. He says he hopes in time they can find a common ground. Muslims comprise 90% of Mali's 12 million people. Religious and traditional marriages are common, and Amnesty International estimated in 2005 that more than 60% of Mali women are married before the age of 18. Even as women's groups are applauding the code as a way to combat the forced marriage of young girls and give wives more economic power, other women are opposing it as an attack on traditional values. Women were among the approximately 50,000 people protesting the code Sunday in Bamako. They held banners that read, "No code which divides Malians," and "Women should remain women, and men should remain men." Katrine Sila opposes the code and says it is unrealistic to think that women would consider themselves independent and equal to men.
La femme doit être soumise. Elle doit s'occuper des enfants.
Sila says a wife should be submissive. A wife is always dependent on her husband and should take care of her children and her family. Nowadays, women can take on different roles like a government minister, but that has nothing to do with her duties in the family. She should always take care of her husband and her children. Supporters of the code say it is natural for people to resist reform at first. In this case, they say the controversy stems from misinformation and a lack of understanding of the code. Cisse Oumou Amer Traoré is communications advisor for the Ministry for the Promotion of Women, Children, and Family. She says the code is written in French, a language that 80% of the country's population does not know how to read or write. The code contains 1,144 articles written in legal language, which has made it difficult to understand. For example, it has been rumored that in defining marriage as purely secular, the code would legalize same-sex marriage. In reality, though, Traoré says the code defines marriage as a secular union between a man and a woman. Mali's family code has not been changed since 1962, a year after independence. And Traoré called the new code a real advancement that reflects the changes their society has undergone since then. She says the reality is that women are more financially independent, and the rights afforded them under the new code will contribute to family stability and allow them to support their households. President Touré is meeting with Islamic leaders before making a decision about the code. Anne Look for VOA News, Dakar.